Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So you can order almost anything online these days. Now with a few clicks, Girl Scout cookies can show up to your doorstep, courtesy of Grubhub. The new partnership developed out of the pandemic will help Girl Scouts sell safely. One girl said, I sold over 4,000 boxes in 2020. The Girl Scout cadet lives in Southwest Florida. Her council represents six counties, and she was the number two seller last year with a whopping 4,435 boxes.
Damn.
She says it took many hours. This year, none of those things will happen. They can't go and, you know, harass you in front of the Publix and make you feel bad and guilty so you buy a bunch of boxes because you want to help. So they can't do that, so they had to get creative. Instead of seeing putting the girls in front of the booths, you'll see a picture of a cardboard cutout directing buyers to head online. So, yeah, you can still get your cookies and everything if you want to head to Grubhub, or you can just order at the Girl Scouts of the USA website.
It seems like it'd be easier to ignore a cardboard cutout, though. You know, like, whatever, screw you. You know,
but what if they have really sad puppy eyes?
Yeah. The thing is, man, like Keebler and these other cookie companies, they're already starting to, like, make knockoffs of the Girl Scout ones and sell it. You could just go into the grocery store and buy a bunch of them for like half the price. I mean, have you noticed that the there's less cookies in the Girl Scout cookie box than there used to be? It's like more plastic, and they keep raising the damn prices.
Well, doesn't
like $4.50 a box?
Doesn't Keebler make them?
I don't think so.
I thought they were a Keebler product.
Nah, man. Nah, they got some other place that does them, but. Man, they make a killing.
This is going to be a statement that some people are going to jump out of their chairs about.
Oh, boy.
But I don't like Girl Scout cookies. They suck.
I think they're overrated, too.
They're way overrated.
Yeah.
Even the good ones are overrated. The coconut fudge,
you know
what I'm talking about.
Tagalongs, Do-si-dos. Those are the
samosas.
Samoas. Yeah, the Samoas are good, but they sell a better version of it. Keebler does.
Yeah, that's the best one, and it sucks. Thin Mints are good, and they suck.
Well, the Tagalongs are the peanut butter ones, but guess what?
Suck.
Oreo makes a peanut butter double stuffed.
The Oreo ones are way better. Way better.
Way better.
They're trash. Sorry, Girl Scouts, but yeah, they're not good. I don't like them.
Yeah, I'm looking it up. It says I looked up on Google. It said since 1974, the Girl Scouts have used two bakers to make their cookies, and the cookies are not the same. In Richmond, they use ABC Bakers has made their Girl Scouts for 80 years, while Louisville, Keebler-owned Little Brownie Bakers has been in the mix for 45 years. So. There is one baker out of Louisville that is owned by Keebler that does make some of their cookies. So it's a couple different bakers they use. So you were half right.
Mm.
But, yeah, I don't know, man. So not impressed.
I found this list. The most – what do you think the number one Girl Scout cookie is?
Probably Thin Mints because you got all these soccer moms like, have you ever tried them in the freezer? Shut up.
They're good. They are good, but they're still garbage.
They're fine, and I don't like them frozen. That's stupid to me. I don't like candy bars frozen. I know people that do that, too.
Hey,
I love a Snickers in the freezer. Shut up.
Some hard-ass teeth.
Yeah, well, horse tooth, idiot, a-hole. Like, no, I don't want that at all.
What's number
two? Have you
two?
Ever had a – shut up. Shut up, Danielle.
No, I haven't.
Jack off.
Do you know what number two is for Girl Scout cookies?
I would say probably Samoas.
Samoas is number two. Also called Caramel Delights. I didn't know that.
Mm, neat.
Number three?
Tagalongs.
Tagalongs, yeah. Peanut butter patties. Number four?
Number four would be the lemon ones.
No, Do-si-dos, the peanut butter sandwich ones.
Okay, yeah, those are pretty good, yeah.
And number five, what do you think?
Oh, man, I don't even know if the shortbread ones.
Yeah. Tree foils.
Yep.
or them.
I'm embarrassed that I pretty much nailed that list. That's
yeah.
not good.
he did pretty well.
I have problems.
4 out of 5.
Yeah, I'm a real piece of crap. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so good for them.
Yipper.
Little lazy broads are zooming their damn Girl Scout cookies to us.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrible. I know a buddy of mine used to have a joke, and you could not do it today. But like over 10 years ago, he had a joke about being pressured by the Girl Scout cookies, you know, by the Girl Scouts outside of Publix. He's like, man, I'm so sick of you putting your hot kids out there in those skirts, you know. And it was for shock, you know, value. Yeah. But man, it was just the way he did it. It was hilarious. But you do that now, it's probably not going to work out for you.
I don't know. I think that would be safe. It seems like those are some of the few jokes that you can do. Is
oh,
sex abuse
pedophilia
jokes.
Is still on the board?
Yeah. No race stuff. No like sexual identity stuff. But I think pedophilia you can still joke about.
Yeah, gender stuff's off the board. Race stuff definitely off the board for a lot of people. And I would say anything with like raping type of thing. You know, like
depends on who you're. If you're raping a man, then it's funny.
Is it?
The don't drop the soap when you go to prison. Those jokes are still fine. There's not.
Are they?
Not, yeah, they don't care about
that. Okay.
Male rape, they don't care because they're.
I drop it on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Okay. All right.
Do you know who Ryan Long is?
Sounds like a porn actor.
He's pretty good. He's a Canadian comedian. He does the cultural critique stuff. He's been putting on some bangers lately.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll check it out. Yeah. I might know who he is, and I just forgot his name.
You would probably know him if you saw him.
Yeah.
He puts out some really good stuff, which I'm surprised that he gets away with, honestly, because he's a white
guy. Especially in Canada, huh? Yeah. Canada's pretty progressive.
He lives down here now. I think he lives in New York, but yeah.
All right.
So you're not an annual pass holder for Disney World, are you?
No, I'm a man.
Yeah, right. Well, you can't get one anymore. The Florida theme park said it will renew passes for current owners, but it won't sell any more new ones.
Are they too full?
I think they want people to pay because they got hit really hard by Corona and stuff, and you can just keep, which those are expensive. I don't know how much an annual pass costs, but it's a lot, right? I mean,
I don't know either, but I'm sure it is.
Or they want you to pay each time, I guess, because Disneyland in California, they announced that they were going to stop their annual pass program entirely. They're not doing it at all. But Disney World, will only if you're, I guess you'll be. I almost said the grandfathered in. You can't say that anymore, right? That's not.
I don't think it's totally out yet. I just looked it up. A Disney annual platinum pass for over 3 years old is for Florida residents is $999 a year. Outside of Florida is almost $1,300 a year.
Wow.
And for kids under three, it's $899 for Florida and $1,195 for outside of. Oh boy!
Damn.
So if you have a family of four, you're $4,000. If you live in Florida, $4,000. Whoo!
That's crazy,
I don't like
man.
Mickey Mouse that much,
no.
bro.
No, not at all.
Sorry, you got to be goofy if you know what I'm saying. We should probably take some phone calls real fast. I'm sorry about that.
Okay, sure.
Okay. Line one, hello, you're on the Johnny B Show. How can we help you?
Hey, Johnny B. It's Greg that you smeared in trivia, the Bucks trivia the other day.
Hey, how about those Bucks, buddy, huh?
Oh, man. Hey, I got to tell you, I'm a University of Minnesota graduate.
Nice.
And so I was very happy about how Antoine and Tyler did in that game.
I was too. Yeah, go Gophers.
You know,
yes.
You can't tell me that at the Outback Bowl last year that there wasn't a Buck
scout
person
scout
watching those guys and then drafting them. So
Yeah, Tyler Johnson was the MVP of the Outback Bowl. He had what, two touchdowns?
He was.
He had a hell of a game.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Yes, he was, and Antoine made the all-rookie defensive team. So.
Oh yeah, man, he's got the lineage too, buddy. His dad was a real baller too. So,
right.
Minnesota Viking.
Yeah, so
I remember him.
I've been really proud of those guys. Hey, I wanted to tell you that I took both vaccine shots.
Good.
So, and I did not. The only side effect that I felt was just a sore arm, and that's it. And I you feel it in the morning for three days, but you take some Advil and you're fine. It's no.
That's
big
the
deal.
Most common. The most common is a pain in the injection site. But yeah, I mean that you get that. I had a tetanus shot back in October when I chopped my fingers up, and it was sore too. I mean, that's what happens with a vaccine. So it's okay. But now, at least now, you know that you're most likely going to be safe from it. You're high percentage that you won't get it and you won't get somebody else sick. So, I mean, you probably have a great sense like psychologically, mentally, probably it's a big relief, right?
Well, yeah, because I work at a pharmacy chain, and mm-hmm. So I'm an essential worker, so to speak.
Right.
So I hate when people tell me that I'm a hero, because I feel sorry for the people that are out of jobs. You know, I mean, I have
a
job. So
I got you. Yeah, I understand. It's like you're doing your job. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I have to kind of disagree. Tagalongs or do-si-do is the one without the chocolate. The peanut butter without the chocolate, I think so.
Yeah, it's like a peanut butter sandwich. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but that is like an oatmeal peanut butter sandwich. It's not like Nutter Butter at all. So it's
Nutter Butter's way better. Am I right?
No.
What?
Those are so much.
Oh, you crazy man! I'll put a Nutter Butter in my mouth in front of a bunch of people. I'll eat a cookie too. You know what I mean?
Dun-dun-dun.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, man.
But hey, listen, I wanted to say one more thing and then I'll get off. I really enjoy when you guys sub in the morning for the morning show. I really enjoy it. You guys do
a
great
job.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate morning.
It.
It's not it's so much better than Best Of to have like live people, and to have people that you recognize is really good. So
I think Mike knows that too, and he actually requested that we fill in, and it's a great honor to be chosen to sit in and do that. So yeah, it's awesome. We love it. So appreciate it, man.
So what do you think? What do you think about this weekend with the Bucks?
You're gonna have to wait till later. We're gonna talk about it later. Don't you stop?
Oh,
don't you turn your radio
right.
off?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Spoiler
ooh.
Alert.
Ooh, a teaser.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
All right, man. All right.
Tease. All right.
Like one more minute and we're officially dating. All right. We got to go. All right. Later, Greg. Right. Take care, pal. There you go. He kept saying one more thing. I'm like, hey, man, this guy can't count. You know what I mean?
Thanks for you. Just said, so you go. Thanks for calling. And then I'll just. Hit the
I know.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.